No, they all, whenever they get ripe, they usually turn sort of yellow looking.
Yellow looking.
Grayish yellow.
I see. We don't get very good cantaloupes in Georgia.
You don't?
I was interviewing a man in Georgia once who said that Georgia had the distinction of growing the worst cantaloupes in the world. But we have to get them, and I've since noticed where they come from when I buy them in the store. Uh-huh. And if they're Georgia, they are tasteless. But the ones that are shipped in are better. I don't know about them. All right, after a rain in the yard, you'll sometimes find little white things that look like little umbrellas. That's a...
Toadstool.
All right. Is it the same as a mushroom?
No, they're different. You can't eat that toadstool.
Now, can you tell the difference?
I can't, but I would eat one for nothing in the world. Another thing I wouldn't eat is a frog leg.
Oh?
But every time a frog jumps, he wets on his legs. I wouldn't eat a frog leg.
I didn't know that.
Well, you watch him sometimes.
I don't get that close to him.
You see him when he's round the pond, every time he goes to jump, well, he's wet.
I didn't. I'll tell my husband that. He loves frog legs.
Well, I wouldn't eat one. No, I never eat a frog leg in my life.
Would you eat snake?
No.
No.
Used to eat a possum, but I hadn't eaten a possum. Yeah, don't
know. Hey, did you really?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah, folks used to live on them. You had to eat it. Well, I've seen them many a time. You take an old hound dog and start out here, and before you got back that night, you'd have six or eight big old possums.
Mm.
And then you'd go and put him in some ashes and get all that hair off of him, you know, and put him in. And put him in a pot and boil him, and let him get good and tender, and then you bake some old sweet potatoes, you know, and put him in a pan and just lay them potatoes all around, the possum and potatoes.
Well, now, this possum that you find that cars hit on the
road. Yeah, that's the same thing.
I saw something on the road, on the Raymond Road over there, that I almost ran off the road trying to see. It looked like an armadillo.
Well, I've seen an armadillo the other day, somewhere.
There's a dead one over there on the road.
It's
covered with bugs now, but he wasn't yesterday.
I've seen them. I had a dog here last year that he was the worst dog ever I seen in my life. Whenever anything come up that ought not to be there, he gonna do something to it. And he caught one right out on the little briar patch right there behind that chicken house in that little pen. And I went out there and he had just worked till he was just about dead.
The dog.
But the next morning, that old armadillo was laying there dead, right up on his back. He bit him right in, right under there, under his neck.
I didn't know they had armadillos here. I thought they were over in Texas.
Oh, no, they're scattered through this country.
They're all. Well, that surprised me. That's why I almost ran off the road. I thought, oh, look at that. Okay, so suppose somebody gave you some mushrooms, and you might put it in your mouth, and then you just have to spit it out, and you'd say, I just couldn't.
I couldn't eat that.
You couldn't swallow?
No, I couldn't swallow. I never did eat a mushroom.
People's, there are two things beside a pipe that people smoke. They smoke
cigar and cigarettes.
If you want to say that you don't owe anybody anything, you might say, well, I'm not... Nobody. I'm not
in debt to nobody.
Would you ever use obligated?
Yeah, I'm not obligated to anybody.
Now, does that mean money, or does that mean more like favors?
That would mean that you had contracted with him to pay him so much, and if you was obligated to him, you know.
So that would mean money?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Can you do that? Yes,
I think I can.
Right. Or you might say, can you do that? No, I
can't do that no more. Play it out.